Laura is our resident photographer and videographer. That's her, one of her 17 jobs, is that she's a pro photographer and videographer. So I kind of want Laura to talk a bit about photography for the web. Would that be good?
Yes.
Let me record you.
Hello, I'm Laura. How many of you have taken a picture in the last week? Hands up. Quite a lot. Cool. How many of you think your camera's not good enough to take pictures and put them on the Insta? Good. That's an excellent attitude. Not yours. It is. The best camera is the one you have with you. So yeah, I've got this lovely, it's over there, the Canon 7D, which is beautiful. And I couldn't really turn up to work with just a phone and say I'm a photographer, really. That's why I have the big camera. But all of the cameras you have on your phones, on your tablets, everything, it's all completely valid. Because the whole point is for you to be showing us or showing each other and showing the world your perspective on what's happening. So I'm going to take pictures of you and I'm going to try and take lovely portraits of you that you can use because it's all Creative Commons. But I'd also love you to be taking photos as well. It's really important for you to understand that your perspective is important. So that's the first thing. Editing is good. The reason that the pictures on here hopefully are nice is because I deleted the ones that weren't nice. So any of them where someone's eyes were half shut or, you know, it wasn't what I wanted, I deleted them and you're never going to see them.
I'm taking some really bad pictures of you right now.
Excellent.
They won't
Steve
go on the internet.
Steve always takes bad pictures of me and puts them on the internet. It's great. deleting things, bad fit pictures is really important, I think. You will not make friends by putting up pictures of people looking bad. Especially on a course that lasts for 5 days. Also, a concise and focused set of photographs is much more powerful and much more useful than putting 50 pictures of the same thing. So if I'd have put about 10 pictures of Steve up, but it's just to be funny. Because I did that as he was talking, because we were trying to show off a little bit. The third thing is that permission is very important, as Steve said. So yeah, as we were saying, we know people who don't want their photos put online, so we know that. But it's good in any situation just to check that people are fine with you using their image, because some people don't want you to. And like I said, if you took a bad picture of them, it's cool for them to say no thanks. So I will be coming around and going, delete that one. Be aware that asking before you take a shot, asking permission first, will change the shot. Because if I came up to Steve and said, Steve, I'm going to take a picture of you, is that all right? He'll probably turn around and go, like this. And that's not the photo I wanted. I don't really like, you know, goofy photos. So, but if you're out in public places, just be a bit careful about that. My step four is be weird. So you'd normally just take a picture from your eye height. That's just the natural thing to do. But a lot of interesting photographs are from down below, from up above, sideways angles, strange things. I like taking pictures. You probably notice there's a lot of pictures where there'll be someone in the front and I've blurred it out because I want to take a picture of somebody else. And the reason I do that is because I quite like the idea that it's a bit like documenting rather than setting things up. So I'm not that interested in the most perfect portrait, but just in capturing a bit of atmosphere. So don't ever worry about, oh, it's not the most perfect photo. It's just about expressing what you're seeing. So that's really important, I think. And my step five is tell a story. So you can tell a story through a series of images. You can tell a story by the way you take a photograph, because you can put quite a lot of your personality into it, I think. And that's what makes something interesting. And especially if you've got not a brilliant camera, that's what makes things interesting. So you could do things like trying a close-up of someone's hands or of hopefully something will come up that explains this, or like, yeah, someone's hand on a computer, or, you know, a close-up of, I think I did some pens in a cup before. Things like that just tell a different story. Because however lovely everyone looks, just a lot of pictures of people sitting in a chair isn't that interesting. So that's why we've tried to take other pictures today. If you're putting it online, writing a sentence or a whole essay about what you feel about what was happening in that moment is also interesting. And tagging them is very important. So not just because we want to see them, not just the green UL, but anything else that's in the picture. So I could type peg, I could type post-it note, or paper, or note, or all those things, which means that people who are in communities like Flickr, who are typing in peg for whatever reason, might find your picture, and they might want to use it for something else. And so that's why having things set for Creative Commons is also really good, because you can share them around. So that's my five tips for photography, which all apply to video as well, but I'm going to talk about video later on. Yeah. And this is going to be a blog post as well, so basically you can read it again later. That's all for now.